Okay, Rabbi Kis, it's gewaldig as always, I just want to add one nekuda to think about. And that is, like, if somebody, somebody in high school or elementary school or whatever it is, like, hurt the other person, and now years later, like Nebuch, that person goes through a real tzar, whether it is shiduchim doesn't go, or Agmas Nefesh Nebuch, whatever it is. So, and the person who was hurt so badly so many years ago sees all this. Okay, so you're saying an important point, like, work on yourself, that, like, don't be tameach, don't be happy with the pain of somebody else. Okay, fine, very good. But there is another point over here. It says in the Sforim, that averes benodem lamokaim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with it, lo sit lovoi, but averes benodem lachaveroi, we pay in this world. So it's beferish in a lot of sforim. So memela, and this the Chofetz Chaim, that he was waiting to see somebody who was very misarzer, and he was waiting to see when the Einish would come, like, and then he saw the Einish, Nebuch. Okay, so the point is that if somebody did wrong the person, like in high school or whatever it is, so it would be a tremendous chesed to let the person know, even years later, that, you know, you hurt me terribly, and I have a very hard time to be moichel. And a lot of times the person then was young, it's a big joke, and they forget about it. But the person was hurt, doesn't forget so quickly. And a few times there's a price to pay. So, number one, when somebody was very hurt, like Shabbos Shuvit Rosha, so I took the aluchas and to be moichel, and a lot of times the question comes up between men, from men, from women, like, I was very hurt, and they never asked me b'chila, and probably they even forgot about it, or they didn't realize how much it hurt, and I cannot be moichel them. I try to be moichel, I cannot be moichel them. So I tell them, so do homework, find out where the person lives, write a letter, anonymous letter, and you can write my name. So like this, they can connect to somebody. And if you're comfortable, try your name, write your name. But a few times they don't want to write the name because, like, they're scared the person is going to say, I think you need to go to see a psychiatrist. So they have enough pain. They don't want more pain. So I tell them, so write my name, my email address, my telephone number, whatever. So I have a few stories that they Taki did that. And a woman who is a grandmother, and she told me, like, for years I tried to be moichel, I cannot be moichel, like, it mamish hurts me, like, the whole high school, all the years, and in camp, she mamish, it was terrible. So I told her to do. It took her time to find out where she lived. She lived in overseas, in a different country, and she did write her name and a telephone number. And she said, I wanted, all the years I tried to be moichel you, but it was very painful, and I cannot be moichel you. So my rabbi told me that I should be in touch with you. So the lady wrote back or called and said, like, I'm very sorry, I'm asking you moichel, I feel terrible. Like, kids are kids, teenagers are teenagers, and like, I don't know what you're talking about, but you don't know what, but you know what you're talking about. So I must have hurt you so terribly that we're talking years later, and like, you cannot be moichel. So I feel terrible. I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart, please be moichel me. And the woman said, I'm moichel you from all, believe Sholem, I'm moichel you. That's what I needed to hear. And it's finished, it's over. And gewaldig. So especially if the person never dealt with it, because, like, okay, whatever, I'm not going to bring it up, weiter gang. But then they see that the person is going through pain, so then the right thing would be to speak to somebody, that somebody should tell that person look, you're going through things, and I feel terrible, but I heard that we paint this world. There is something over here that maybe you want to arrange. So we have got stories of people that didn't have children for 27 years. You've some heard the story, because when he was a Alter Bocher in Yeshiva, and there was a almona, a cleaning lady, that came over there with the children to make some money, and this Alter Bocher came over to the almona and said, like, your children, Ben Azdorim, and they were learning. And he said that the children are disturbing. So she looked him in the eye. She said, Bocheru, you should never have challenges for children, something like that. And after 27 years, they came back from the doctor, and the doctor said, you'll never have a child, it's impossible. And they were broken, they were in America, they were from outer soil. And then he remembered the story, he looked up the lady, found the number, and she said, yeah, I remember it like yesterday, and I feel terrible, everything that you go through, and yeah, but it was painful. And 9 months later, he had a child. After 27 years, 28 years, and there was a big Shalom Zocher Kamuvan, and he said the story over there. Then there was I can tell you a number of stories like that, and so I think that's important, an important nekuda. Kol tov, yashkar gadol b'suus tevis, bye bye.